9/9/11. On and off throughout the course of this entire week, we've been inundated with one remembrance of that dastardly day 10 years ago after another. And don't kid yourself, this weekend is going to be a nightmare with it all. And I've had one columnist submit a column to me about September 11th. I've read far too many other articles that anger me about it. I'm sick of hearing about it because, frankly, whether you like it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, it just doesn't make one heck of a whole lot of difference, ladies and gentlemen. The fact of the matter is that we've been sold out, reamed out, chewed out. Oh, we're all terrorists because we don't buy the official story or because we don't go along with the Obama administration and their phony jobs plan and everything else. Gee, if you don't agree with Obama, you must be a member of the Tea Party. A member? What's a member? A card-carrying member of a mindset? I'm not a member of any of these damn parties. It's ridiculous. And so another year goes by, and now we're hearing of threats, perceived or real, that are telling us that Al-Qaeda is planning car bombs in New York City and Washington, D.C. God. Look, it's not to say that somebody that doesn't like us might not be planning on that stuff, but boy, it's just a little interesting that this nonsense comes down the way it does in the so-called time it does. It makes you wonder who's really planning another false flag attack to let us know that it's all over, the jig is up, and the boogeyman's after us again. Well, good evening and welcome to a Friday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and you're listening to us live on this 9th day of September, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It was a tough day on Wall Street after the usurper's speech last night. I read some brief pieces today, not a lot, because frankly I couldn't stomach looking at the computer today. Huge sell-offs on Wall Street. We'll talk about it when we come back, and then we're going to go in some different directions for the hour. So stay with us, won't you?
A pen is from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains a pen is from heaven. You'll find your fortune.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next 40-odd minutes, nearly 50 minutes. Something interesting. I got up early this morning. I had to take care of some business. I had to run out to do something, to order some carpet for a room for my daughter, and decided I'd go get an oil change on this car that we got yesterday. It's getting close to being due. I had one little problem I wanted it looked at, and they determined there was also a recall. Got it all done. Came back home, got on the computer, and it was dawning. What is going on? My phones have not rung all day, completely dead at Republic Trading Group. Well, I also got a notification that one of our clients, his order has shipped, and I called him to let him know. And there was no answer, so I hung up. Well, he called me back, but he called me back on my local private line, which is where my calls come from. My offices are not in Republic Broadcasting's network, and therefore, when I call you, it's not coming from a 512 area code. It's coming from a 623 area code. So he calls me back and said, Jeff, I started calling at about 10 o'clock this morning my time, which it was Eastern time. And he said the phone just rang and rang and rang. It never went to a voicemail. He says, do you guys shut the switchboard off? I said, no. And so we got all that stuff straightened out, and I decided to pick up my phone, and I called RBN. And the phone rang and rang and rang. It did not go to voicemail. You've reached Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, at that time I hit zero, I get the operator, or I dial an extension and get through to the board op, the studio, etc. Nothing. So I had to crank up Skype, shoot a message down the board op and say, what in the heck's going on? Get the engineer to get in touch with me. We got no phones. So fact of the matter is, the network was running all day up until about two and a half hours ago. And bingo, we finally got the phones straightened out that nobody was even aware of the fact weren't working. So if you've tried to call today to check on an order or to place an order or get a hold of RBN for any particular reason, we are certainly apologetic about the problems. But, you know, there was some power outages that may or may not have affected what was going on down in Round Rock or the Austin area. And it may have thrown computers a little askew within the phone system. Anyway, we are back up and functioning. But obviously, if you try to call me right now, you ain't getting through because I'm on the air. So that's part one. Part two, talking about some of the headlines I'm looking at for the weekend. And, yeah, a lot of you who are daily readers to Republic Trading Group International.com have noticed that I've made little or no changes all week this week. I am drained. I am worn out. And I just, by the time it comes time at night to work on it or even in the morning, I've had so many issues keeping me distracted. A lot of it is business. A lot of it is contracts. A lot of it is dealing with clients late at night. And finally I get to that point, I can't go on anymore, and I just flat have to go to sleep. I need to do that once in a while. So the markets today got hammered pretty badly. I mean, they were demolished. Europe is near the breaking point. Bank of America are considering laying off 40,000 people? Or was it 400,000? It was a lot. I know there was a 4 in there somewhere, but it wasn't 400. A lot of people are believing that Greece may, in fact, default this week. There's some crazy stuff going on out there. A lot of very crazy stuff going on. So what happens? We wind up with not a particularly good week on Wall Street. Oh, they've had a little bit of ups, a little bit of downs. Well, they closed below 11,000. Dow Jones Industrial tanked 304 points today to close at 10,992. NASDAQ down 61 at 2468. S&P 500 was down 32 points to close at 1154. The global Dow, as it should be, was down 57. They were down over 3% today. Oil down $2 a barrel at 87.01. And yet locally, prices at the pump where I live have been creeping up a couple of pennies every few days. Oil keeps coming down, but the cost of the refined product goes up. Did the state cram or the feds cram another tax on fuel and oil-based products just because they're taking it in the shorts? Gold did not have the best of days either. Gold was moving up very nicely yesterday. Bang, moved up a little bit. Bang, turned it around, comes back down. Currently down $11 an ounce. But it's still at $1,858. Nothing to complain about. Silver down 96 cents right now at $41.38. Platinum off $30 at $18.30. Everything's getting hit. Now, if the markets, the paper markets, the Dow, the Wall Streets, the stock markets around the world are getting hit because of deep concerns about Greece and a company as big as Bank of America having to lay off that many people, why are the precious metals markets going down? Sounds to me like somebody wants to make sure they go down so people don't rush to safety. Bank of America's shares sunk 3% today. Now, 3% is a small amount. That's not a lot, you know. Yeah, they're looking at eliminating 40,000 positions over several years. All at a time when Uncle Stinko got on TV last night making promises that can't be kept. Oh, and I heard a rumor that some, I'll see if I can find this thing very quickly. Bing, 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 bing. Here we go. No, that's not it. Come on, come on. Where is it? Oh, come on. Here we go. This came in this afternoon, a couple hours ago. I love this. Senate today approved $500 billion increased borrowing. What? Are you people out of your minds? How do they keep doing this stuff? Who are they borrowing it from? Well, we know. This is unbelievable. They have increased their authority to borrow by another $500 billion. But does this have to do with Obama's jobs plan? Well, it doesn't look like it. These things just keep going on. There's another new report out about, where did it go? It was just up in front of me and it flat disappeared. Oh, this is weird. Student financial rape, consumer credit. Well, these schools just keep jacking up their tuition. They keep losing students, and to make up for their costs, they just flat increase the tuition. Isn't that the way they normally do things? Well, let's see. If there's not as much being paid in, we'll just jack up the cost and make the rest pay for it. Kind of sounds like the way government does things. It's quite interesting to me. So I'm going to assume that a good number of you last night were listening to this program as opposed to listening to Obama flap his jaws. Arrogance. The arrogance of that man as he stood up there on that podium. And the way he walked off giving this phony wave that just, you know, doesn't do the typical presidential wave where you're kind of waving your hand a little bit like Queen Elizabeth does. Just sticks his hand up in the air, almost hit Larian. So in case you happen to have been busy last night washing your hair, rewinding your CDs, or getting a root canal job, or listening to this program, or you were shacking up with Rip Van Winkle, Barack Obama gave a speech. What? Yes, my friends, another one. With nothing more than warmed over, recycled ideas. Oh, he made sure we all knew his speech was about jobs because he used the word jobs 44 times. Now, given his narcissism, we wonder if that number was intentional. Oh, indeed, he centered the speech on his American Jobs Act, which, by the way, aims to create jobs. He hasn't yet sent an actual bill to Congress, though he called for Congress to pass this bill right away, or some variation of that statement. 17 times. Pass this bill right away. Why? So we can find out what's in it? You know as well as I do, he's not going to write a jobs plan or a jobs bill and have it deal strictly with jobs. There's going to be a lot of other Mickey Mouse nonsense tied to it. Because in the spirit of bipartisan comedy, we'll start by lauding something with which we agreed. When he stated, those of us here tonight can't solve all of our nation's woes. Ultimately, he continued, our recovery will be driven not by Washington, but by our businesses and our workers. Yeah, well, we couldn't have said it better. Government doesn't create jobs. It can only create conditions under which the economy can flourish. But unfortunately, as was expected, it was all downhill from there because Obama's very next sentence began, but he must have been talking about his wife's derriere again, huh? Stick around with us. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Speaking tonight a bit about last night's pontification before the joint session of the Congress. Uncle Remus repeatedly framed his proposals as nothing controversial because everything in here has already been proposed by both Democrats and Republicans. We hate to disagree, my friends, but nearly everything in the speech was controversial. The fact that he even had the audacity to get up there and take up a bunch of television time to run his jaws again was pretty controversial. From tax hikes on job creators in exchange for gimmicky tax credits, to more money dumped into the bottomless pit of education and infrastructure, to the very premise that government must grow in order for the economy to grow, the ideas presented last night were not only the wrong ones, they were the typical type of ideas that we would expect from this usurper. Oh, taxes were a major theme, not Texas, but taxes. But instead of proposing permanently lower rates and a broader base, something that would actually work, Obama called for more temporary complications and supposed sweeteners. He said that Congress must extend the temporary payroll tax cut they passed last year because he warned if we allow that tax cut to expire, if we refuse to act, middle-class families will get hit with a tax increase at the worst possible time. Well, that's pretty interesting, Obama. A tax cut expiration is a tax increase. Funny how that didn't apply to the Bush tax cuts, which were good for 10 years, not just one. And funny how it doesn't apply to increasing the taxes of job creators at the worst possible time. Indeed, that was his next proposal. He goes on to say that there are many Republicans who don't believe we should raise taxes on those who are most fortunate and can best afford it. But we need a tax code where everyone gets a fair shake and everyone pays their fair share. And I believe the vast majority of wealthy Americans and CEOs are willing to do just that if it helps the economy grow and gets our fiscal house in order, end of quote. Of course, everybody means the top 2%. He then declared with a straight face, this isn't class warfare. Republicans in the chamber gave him the only appropriate response, laughter, which is no different than Joe Wilson of 2 years ago calling him a liar. The only thing is Joe Wilson caved in the next day and apologized and backed off, showing that most politicians are gutless when they're up against the wall. Of course, estimates are that this stimulus package as proposed would cost another $447 billion. That's about half the first stimulus, and we saw how well that worked. Of course, little wonder that Democrats have stricken the word stimulus from the lexicon. I personally believe it's because there's too many letters in the word. They can't understand it. How on earth will another few hundred billion dollars suddenly fix anything? Obama says everything in this bill will be paid for. Everything. I'm sure it will. But the question I ask is how? First of all, through the aforementioned tax increases on a select and punishable few. Primarily, however, Obama wants the debt reduction committee created in the debt ceiling deal to find $1.5 trillion in savings over 10 years, to come up with even more savings, again, over 10 years. In other words, let's spend another $450 billion now, and we'll have future presidents and Congresses pay for it later, which is to say we will. Also, a week from Monday, he's always got the carrot dangling out there, the Kingfish Gwine release a more ambitious deficit plan. If it all wasn't so stinking preposterous, it would have been another laugh line. By the way, speaking about the big committee, apparently one of the big hoo-has on the committee is saying the thing is a joke and he's getting ready to step down from his position. How long has this big super Congress committee been in existence? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? And you got one of the guys saying it's a joke and he's not going to waste his time? Of course, throughout it all, Obama also mocked those who think that government is too big. He trotted out his predictable straw man arguments about Republicans wanting to cut most government spending or eliminating most government regulations. Oh, he certainly intends to fight hard for the new floor of government spending and regulation he has established. He may offer a concession here or there, but by and large, the damage has already been done. Of course, even rolling back to the bloated and costly, but still much smaller and cheaper government of 2008 will be impossible while this cat occupies the White House. And finally, there is a big difference between limited government and no government. It's the former that we really need to seek. The no government one? maybe that's the latter. I guess former would be limited government. I sometimes think the no government might be better. Sorry. And by the way, Michelle Bachmann says, what here hasn't already been tried and failed before? We'll be back.
Unless I can have one more chance to prove him.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the Saddler's Street. Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine. Right up the sunny side of life, sure with.
Oh, Roberta, what a positive, upbeat voice she is. During the break, I received an email from my friend JP down in Raleigh, North Carolina, to you northern folk, who says that last night during O's speech, I just left the cap off my bottle of Jack. He says, anyway, do you know about this new NAFTA-type agreement that is taking place between the U.S. and Asian nations? Apparently, the meeting for this new treaty begins next Tuesday. More of that sucking sound as U.S. jobs are sent to Asian countries, including Vietnam. So I guess here's where we will be. I will mow your yard, and you will wash my car, and somehow we'll make our mortgage payments. I don't think so. Thanks, babe. Well, what are some of the other things that happened this week that are of relative non-import, meaning importance? Eight of the Republic Rat presidential candidates gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Wednesday night for the first of five fall debates. Oh, yeah, all eyes were on the newly entered candidate, Dr. Prick Rary, the Texas governor who spent the week in his state managing wildfire response. Oh, he ain't the slickest debater in the field. No, that honor would likely go to Mitt Romney or even little Newty Gingrich. And yet Perry did well enough to solidify his status as the new frontrunner. Bachman, on the other hand, performed well but continued to fade after Perry's entrance took a huge bite out of her support. Of course, with the media placing Perry and Romney front and center and focusing most of their attention on the two PAC leaders, everyone else on the stage took a back seat. That's what they get for allowing MSNBC to carry the debate. Some observations about the other candidates. John Huntsman continued his disappointing run to the left, apparently under the mistaken impression that independents and Democrats will decide the Republican primary. He'll not win the nomination, of course. Little Newty Gingrich won't win the nomination, but he won some points in the debate by attacking the moderators for their inane questions. Hallelujah for that. I must say that Gingrich at least is in their face. The rest of them just go along with it like a bunch of weak suck dogs. Yeah, and that includes Perry and Romney and Bachman. I wish Bachman could figure out which camera was on. You know, I think she's a little semi-cross-eyed anyway, and she has yet to realize that the camera with the red light is the one that's on. And so when the camera that's filming is on, she's off looking at a different camera. It makes it look like she's not paying attention or like she's not speaking to the audience. Of course, I will go back to Gingrich as little as I like him because, let's face it, he's the guy that brought us the original NAFTA, or SHAFTA, that basically sold out the American worker to begin with. But he did point out Wednesday night that any candidate on the stage would be better than Barack Obama, and that they are, in a sense, a team working toward winning the White House. Herman Cain, still struggling to get noticed, he missed a golden opportunity immediately after Gingrich's answer to attack Obama, but instead he chose to attack Romney. Well, he wasn't wrong, but he seemed to have completely missed what Gingrich said and failed to play off of it. And that's the problem with most of these people. They don't listen to each other. They go in there with their pre-planned ideas of what they want to get off their chest. Of course, then there's Rick Sanitarium, who certainly is not going to win the nomination, but wins the award for the dumbest question asked of him by the moderators. Where do the poor fit amongst Republicans? I guess the implication is that Republicans don't care about the poor. Unfortunately, Santorum's answer, talking in the third person about how much he's done for the poor, not only wasn't the best answer, it was no answer at all. Ron Paul's contribution is that he leaves no stone unturned, no orthodoxy unchallenged, and no candidate unassailed. His questions and points are important for conservatives to consider in fine-tuning positions and policies, and yet all the same, Ron Paul ain't going to be the nominee. Yeah, we know, we might as well be Soviets for having said that, but that's how it goes. Because the fact is that unless something changes drastically, and it makes me want to vomit, the race is between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. And I was talking to somebody today about my upcoming trip to Texas, and I'm sitting there thinking, my luck is I'm going to wind up staying in a whole bunch of hotels for $100 a night, that I got the Book of Mormon in the top drawer of the nightstand, and I'm going to open that thing up or it's going to fall out of the dresser drawer, and because I ain't going to be opening it up. But, hey, you know, I read lots of things. I'm a curiosity nut. You're going to open up the Book of Mormon in the Fairfield, whatever it is, hotels, and there's going to be a bumper sticker for Mitt Romney for president. That's got nothing to do with anything. Well, then, of course, you got the absolute jackass award of the week. Whatever happened to civility? Democrats were certainly quick to call for it when Representative Gabrielle Giffords was shot with several others last January. In spite of the facts, the left blamed the right for heated political rhetoric, and yet when a union leader spews hatred and calls for war, Democrats and leftists and progressives, or whatever they want to call themselves, they suddenly don't mind too much. We got to keep an eye on the battle that we face, a war on workers. And you see it everywhere. It's the Tea Party. These words emanating from the mouth, the orifice of Jimmy Hoffa, Junior. Remember, he's Junior. He ain't his daddy. They got a war. They got a war with us, and there's only one, only going to be one winner. It's going to be the workers of Michigan and America. We're going to win that war. And then he promised President Obama, this is your army. We're ready to march. Let's take these sons of blups out and give America back to an America where we belong. Not only was Hoffa vulgar, although I've certainly been accused of vulgarities on this program, but Hoffa is just kind of a D's, Dems, and Does type guy. He kind of butchered the grammar as well. And so then our boy, the man of the hour, Uncle Reem Us, takes the stage, saying he was proud of Hoffa and other labor leaders. The White House and other Democrat leaders have pointedly refused on multiple occasions to repudiate or even question Hoffa's words. Hoffa himself doubled down, later insisting that he would say it again because I believe it. They've declared war on us. We didn't declare war on them. They declared war on us. We're fighting back. The question is, who started the war? Maybe that's why 500 union members in Seattle stormed the port of Longview with baseball bats and crowbars, taking six security guards hostage over hiring objections. Who started the war? Speaking of a war on them, the newest rage on the internet is a video game called Tea Party Zombies Must Die.
in which the player kills zombie versions of the left's favorite conservative boogeymen. Don't get teabagged, reads the description. Don't get teabagged? Ask Barney Frank. That's a homosexual reference. It goes on to say the Tea Party zombies are walking the streets of America. Grab your weapons, bash their rotten brains to bits. Destroy zombie Palin and Bachman and Beck and the Koch brothers and many more. Kind of glad to see the juveniles on the left channeling their angst in such productive ways. Good God. Well, also this week, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Obamacare on Thursday, overturning a lower court's decision in favor of the state of Virginia. The Fourth Circuit ruled that Virginia lacked standing in the case, though at least two judges would have upheld it on the merits. The Sixth Circuit Court likewise upheld the law earlier this year, though the 11th Circuit Court struck down the individual mandate last month as unconstitutional. And although the Fourth Circuit is roughly evenly divided between Republic rat and Democrat appointees, this particular three-judge panel consisted of one Clinton appointee, two appointed by Obama. Certainly not a fair hearing. Again, the bottom line is that it's Bush's fault. No, that Obamacare is headed to the Supreme Court. But you see, my friends, part of the problem with all that is Obamacare is old news. Nobody thinks about it. Nobody remembers about it. Nobody's still educating about it. Nobody's still talking about it. And therefore, we cannot get the kind of support we need. Whatever that means, because the fact of the matter is, it's a done deal. I don't care if somebody does replace Obama. They're not going to overturn it. They're not going to go in and bring it back to the table and negotiate it all over again. No president seems to have the guts to take on the record, good, bad, or ugly, of a previous administration. Of course, now we got congressional Democrats manufacturing a scandal out of thin air this week. They were actually blaming House Majority Leader Eric Cantor for blocking disaster funding in the wake of Hurricane Irene. Now, there haven't been a lot of stories about people being denied aid because it's simply just not the case. And yet Democrats are charging that Cantor is doing exactly that. On the contrary, the GOP, you know, the ones that don't care for the poor folk, they added another $1 billion to FEMA's disaster relief fund in June, offset the increase by cutting spending on the advanced technology vehicles manufacturing programs, a liberal pet project to create luxury electric cars. So let's see. The Republicans spent another $1 billion, but turn around and take $1 billion from a different plan. Now, that's not a bad way to run things. That's called robbing from Peter to pay Paul, but it balances out. At least you're not going double down. Of course, Cantor has noted on separate occasions that the federal government plays too large a role in disaster relief. But despite Democrats' claims, his efforts to fund FEMA have been more generous than even the White House had proposed. Only thing he's guilty of is hobbling Joe Biden's dream project to create electric cars that nobody's going to buy anyway. According to a report I read last week, this new Chevy, I don't know if it's an electric car or whatever it is, and I can't even think of what the heck, the Volt. Apparently it's not selling well. So they're doing all they can to try to get them leased out, and they're not getting a lot of takers. You see, gasoline prices are coming down again, and oil's below $100 a barrel, and all this good nonsense, and oh, how quickly they all forget. My wife was in Chicago recently, and my sister-in-law, her sister, has gone out and bought a Toyota Prius. First Toyota she's owned in years. Toyotas have always been great cars. Contrary to what the Obama administration would have us believe about Toyota after he pumped a whole bunch of money into General Motors and Chrysler. We all know how Chrysler fared. They got bought out. They're no longer an American company. public doesn't want this stuff. They're expensive to buy. The minimalistic additional fuel or minimal fuel consumption, the added value or value added that goes along with the vehicle is not enough to pay for it. You know, if you, years ago, I sold Volkswagen Porsche Audi. It was back in the heyday of the diesel automobiles of the late 1970s and early 80s. The amount of people, money that people would have to pay to buy a diesel Audi or a diesel Volkswagen was not worth the, and having to wait for it and not being able to get any negotiations on the sticker or anything else. The additional money did not warrant buying the diesel over the gasoline car. I got to know the habits of my buyers. I knew what they did. And some of these people, it would have taken them 4.5 to 6 years just to break even. In other words, all that extra money they'd have paid to buy that diesel car, that so-called fuel-efficient automobile, it would have taken somewhere between 4.5 and 6 years for the average buyer just to break even. And considering the average person doesn't keep a vehicle that long anyway, what's the point? While seeking to shore up his plummeting poll numbers and pander to its anti-military base, the regime is reportedly set to drastically reduce U.S. troop strength in Iraq to just 3,000 by the end of the year. I say get them the hell out, because once we're out of there, the warring tribes are going to go back to killing each other anyway. I've said that for 10 years.
A major reduction in strength is still a highly volatile country. We got to have more boys there.
So when asked about the report, get this, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, he tried to sidestep the question. He said, no decision's been made on the number of troops that are going to stay in Iraq, but multiple sources confirm that Obama's already made the decision. Obama making a decision? You can rest assured it won't be good for us. Well, I don't know. We can go on and on and on with that conversation. I grow weary of it and get this whole military thing, etc. Oh, here's the one I like. Now, often in government, we find that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. That we're back to the Peter Paul principle again. But in this case, both hands are annually costing the public treasury $4.2 billion and counting, with much of it going to those who are charitably called undocumented workers. Around here, we just call them thieves. Illegal aliens. You see, the culprit is an interesting tax loophole that allows workers without a Social Security number to file for an additional child tax credit, ACTC. Now, at one time, the ACTC was allowed only if a taxpayer had three or more children and owed more in Social Security taxes than earned income credits. But over the years, those restrictions have been stripped away, and the amount claimed via the ACTC jumped from $924 million in 2005, just 5.5 years ago, to $4.2 billion last year. All of that took place in roughly 4.5 years. Another financial incentive for the illegals to not just have anchor babies, but to bring older kids along for the ride as well. Stay with us. We'll be back for some closing comments.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Boss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The week comes near an end for me. That doesn't mean anything. The work never stops. I'll be up late tonight working on stuff, and I've got a couple projects going on this weekend at my daughter's place that I've got to do a little bit of effort on. I've got to help my youngest do some stuff in her room that she wants her grandpa to help her with. I think I'm going to go down to the gun show tomorrow. I got an old antique shotgun that's in complete whole beautiful working order, which is manufactured in 1878. It's one of the most well-known shotguns of its era, and I think it's time for me to let it go. I never bought it for shooting. I bought it for the historical aspect of what it was, and I think it's time to take my paperwork on down there. Not that it's a registered firearm. That's not the issue, but I've got all the provenance that backs up this gun and where it's been and where it was made to show that every part is matched parts. You know, we had to replace a spring last year. That ain't bad. Found me an old-time gunsmith. Knows what the hell he's doing. And it's a pretty neat old piece. So we're going to, I'm told, in complete, perfect A1 condition, this thing could be worth about $4,000. It has all of its original finish, original bluing, which is about, there might be 70% of it left. Original woodwork stock. There's a little bit of a chip out of the stock. I will not alter it or even attempt to fix it. I want that gun to be seen in its original condition. So we may run on downtown and see who I can shake hands with and see who I haven't seen for a while. May pick up a couple of boxes of the other precious metals while I'm down there. It's time to kind of do some restocking.
Well, getting back to our little comment about this IRS thing and the ACTC that's allowing these illegals to suck $4.2 billion out of us last year. Cut that off. There's $4.2 billion they can put back in the Treasury. You see, the IRS refuses to check the immigration status of those who request what they call a TIN, taxpayer identification number. They can get that in lieu of a Social Security number when filing their taxes. And yet a lot of legitimate citizens use TINs for various reasons. My corporation has a, you know, one of those stupid numbers. But those who use the TIN to claim the ACT or ACTC, they're not getting the scrutiny requested by the Treasury Department Inspector General who compiled the shocking report. So, my friends, not only is the government not securing the border, thank you, Big Sis, it's now creating ever more ways to encourage illegal immigration, perhaps preventing illegals from receiving tax credits they don't deserve. Is yet another job Americans won't do. Well, you can all sit around the fireplace reminiscing about where you were on September 11th, 2001. I don't plan to give it a second thought for the weekends. Lord willing, we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with us. And God bless America, wherever she may be. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Tips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you, I got you, and all that jazz, and all that jazz.
Ever climbing.